Westlock, Barrhead Artificial Insemination, I, has been transforming the cattle industry for decades, offering dairy and beef farmers alike the opportunity to enhance their own herd's genetics through pre-planned, selective breeding. The process of artificially inseminating cattle is not a new one. It's been steadily increasing in popularity since the 1950s, meaning farmers in Alberta are no stranger to the concept. The last few decades have been monumental in terms of scientific, genetic, and technological advancements in the cattle industry, with only more change to come. This begs the question, how does AI compare to natural breeding from a financial standpoint, and what does the future hold for this practice across Alberta? Understanding AI, the basics and benefits. Artificial insemination involves collecting sperm from a genetically superior bull and manually introducing it into a cow's reproductive system. This allows farmers access to top-tier genetics without the logistical and financial constraints of purchasing or maintaining high-value bulls. Glenn Felskay, owner, genetic consultant of Genetic Futures Limited based out of Onaway, says he was introduced to the process of AI by his father back in the 1950s. At that time, using frozen semen was still not the norm, rather, they used liquid semen, which only had a 3-day window to have the sperm flown in and used to ensure it remained viable. It wasn't until the 1950s, 1960s that one could use liquid nitrogen to preserve the AI samples, changing the shelf life from 3 days to essentially forever, if executed properly under the right conditions. Glenn took over Genetic Futures Limited around 15 years ago from an old friend who wanted to leave the industry for the rodeo world. Since falling into it, as he said, Felskay has been actively involved with the industry. He uses analytics to ensure the best match for success. I use a mating program where I identify the pedigree on the cows, and then I look at their production values and also at their classification, he says. A third party then comes out and scores the animals on individual traits, such as height, weight, strength, width, feet and leg size, rump structure, etc. Numerical values are assigned for each one of those traits. Then I put all that data into a computer, and it tells me which are the best matings for the cow to make the most improvement for the next generation. We can significantly change cattle within 3 generations. The timing is arguably the most critical and difficult part of utilizing AI in cattle breeding. You only have a 24-hour period within a 21-day cycle, so being able to identify that is incredibly important. Alois Kirchhoff, part owner of Pine Creek Simmentals, a family-operated farm based near Barrhead, stresses the importance of this timing. Alois and his parents Georges and Godel Kirchhoff jumped on board the AI train after being introduced to it by Glenn Felskay years ago. The Kirchhoff family now uses it in approximately 1/3 of their breeding operations. Despite this challenge, for many producers the benefits of AI outweigh the negatives. Some key advantages of the process are improved herd genetics, better disease resistance, and higher productivity in milk or meat production. We can make them much more productive, more correct, in all of their traits so that we don't have a lot of the physical problems that ail cows. We can actually eliminate those kinds of things, shares Felskay. AI also plays a critical role in controlling the spread of diseases. By using sperm from disease-free bulls, farmers can prevent the transmission of genetic defects and viral infections, such as dwarfism, bovine respiratory disease, BRD, leptospirosis and mastitis. We can identify and eliminate different diseases or genetic diseases, like dwarfism or mastitis. So, you can significantly change things, Felskay shares. If you're just using one individual bull in your breeding program, all you have is that one set of traits that he contributes to put into your herd. Whereas if you utilize AI, you can use a multitude of bulls for individual different cows and bring your whole herd up significantly each generation. He adds that in the dairy industry, it's almost impossible to keep up if you don't use AI. AI versus natural breeding. Which is cheaper? The financial cost is one of the key factors in deciding between AI and natural breeding methods. On average, the cost of a single artificial insemination procedure ranges from $25 to $100 per cow, depending on the type of semen, e.g., conventional versus sexed semen, and associated veterinary services. The cost of semen itself can vary, with conventional semen typically priced at $15 to $40 per dose, while sexed semen can be significantly more expensive, ranging from $50 to $100 per dose. In contrast, natural breeding involves keeping a bull on site, which comes with its own set of costs. While the initial expense of purchasing a bull might range from $1,500 to upwards of $150,000 depending on the breed and genetics, the ongoing costs associated with natural breeding include bull maintenance, feed, and veterinary care. Some farmers report spending up to $2,000 annually on keeping a bull, excluding the initial purchase price. While the upfront cost of AI may appear lower than purchasing and maintaining a bull, there are additional costs to consider, such as training, heat detection methods, veterinary expertise, and insemination equipment. However, AI allows farmers to avoid the need for a bull, which may be particularly advantageous for smaller operations with limited space or resources. Both Felske and Kirchhoff agree that AI is cheaper than natural breeding. Kirchhoff says that synchronizing the cows is an important aspect of timing AI properly. Sometimes we'll kind of sync up some cows so they come into heat at the same time, and then we'll breed anywhere from 10 to 20 a day, he says, adding that a bull would not have the stamina to complete the job to that degree. Kirchhoff approximates that around 20 to 30% Pine Creek Simmental's breeding is done through AI, thought that changes annually. In Canada, according to a 2022 report from the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, approximately 45% of calves born are the result of AI, with a higher prevalence in commercial operations, particularly in Alberta and Ontario. In Saskatchewan and British Columbia, the percentage of calves born from AI is estimated to be closer to 30%. Though geographical region and farm size do play a factor in AI adoption rates. Alberta, home to one of the largest cattle industries in the country, has the highest prevalence of AI use in all of Canada, with more than 50% of cattle in large commercial operations conceived through artificial insemination. Future predictions for AI adoption. Looking ahead, the Alberta Cattle Feeders Association says that the growing popularity of precision breeding and sexed semen will likely accelerate this trend, predict that AI adoption will continue to grow, albeit at different rates in each of the western provinces. The province is expected to see a continued increase in AI usage, with estimates suggesting that by 2030, 70% of cows in larger commercial operations will be bred through AI. This increase is presumed to be driven by demand for improved genetics and better herd health management. According to the Alberta Cattle Feeders Association, the growing popularity of precision breeding and sexed semen will likely also accelerate this trend. Felske thinks that, given the rapid advancement seen in the last century, farmers may similarly see such drastic change in upcoming decades. Whether that is found in commonplace technology involving cattle cloning, embryo implantation, or something else entirely, Felske is not sure, however believes the future holds immense technological advancement. The road ahead. Barriers and opportunities. While AI offers numerous benefits, there are barriers to wider adoption. The financial costs and technical expertise required to implement AI are the most significant challenges for smaller operations, despite being cheaper in the long run, according to many. On the flip side, some farmers are hesitant to fully embrace AI due to religious beliefs or concerns surrounding genetics, animal welfare, and the perceived complexity of the procedure. As the technology continues to improve and become more accessible, many believe that AI will become an even more important tool for cattle producers in Alberta. Additional government support, subsidies for AI-related equipment, and increased training programs could make the practice more feasible for a broader range of producers.